want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And happy Star Wars Day to you, Florida. May the 4th be with you. Huh. Sorry, it's a joke that never gets old every year. So I am a Star Wars guy. I am also one of those weird people that's also a Trekkie. I manage to travel between both universes and stuff like that. So I like both of those things. So we pray that you are getting ready to have a wonderful, wonderful day right here in beautiful Brevard County. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we want to welcome you to WMIE 91.5 FM. And thank you for making us part of your day. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you are looking for someone here in Central Brevard County to come and help restore your cool, just give them a call. They have decades and decades of experience with air conditioning and air handling, all of those sorts of things. They know how to deal with the package units, the traditional condensing unit and air handler on the inside. They deal with the micro split systems, and they also know how to work on really, really big systems. I was talking to Bill one day, and he told me the size of the system that he was working on or needed to work on, and it was like, I didn't even know that they made anything of that magnitude. And so really, really good at what he does, and he will treat you well. And if you want to start talking about Jesus, he will talk about Jesus with you. 321-759-3284. You can give him a call and tell him you heard about him right here on the Refresh radio program on WMIE. So we are going to get back to Proverbs chapter 2 as we launch into another broadcast week here on 91.5 FM. We are talking about one of the ways that God delivers us in advance, and that is through wisdom and knowledge and discretion and understanding. You know, that there are a lot of people who have been gifted with a lot of natural benefits here in this life. Some of them may be tall, and therefore they have access to careers that some other people don't have. Some of them might have movie star looks and things like that. But I will tell you, you can have all those natural giftings in the world, but if you do not have wisdom and understanding and discretion, those giftings are going to turn out to be liabilities for you, not assets for you. And so we need to appreciate the gift of wisdom and understanding and discretion. It makes a world of difference in the quality of life that we lead. And so we have talked about on last week's program that those four things will deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, to deliver from those who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. That's Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 through 15. I want to remind you as we get ready to dive into verses 16 through 22 that these promises are made in reference to my son. There's a connection there. There's a benefit there, a covenant relationship. And the father is pouring into the son with the intent on sparing him. Maybe it was some heartache that he experienced. Maybe it's heartache that he witnessed others experiencing. Solomon saw a lot of things, gained a lot of wisdom. And he said that the wisdom, the understanding, the discretion, the knowledge, all of that comes if the son was willing to receive the word of God, if he was willing to treat it like treasure. Let's begin reading in verse number 16 and go through 22 today, and we will see other aspects of what wisdom will deliver us from in life. It says, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. And one of the ways that that happens is through wisdom and knowledge and discretion and understanding being a very vital part of in our life. One of the ways that it delivers us is it delivers us, and it says here, from the immoral woman. Now, this was admonition to a son. I can tell you that if he was addressing it to his daughter, it would also say it would deliver you from the immoral man. Immorality is something that you will find in both genders. You will find people who abuse the gift of covenant that God wanted to give them. There are people who will go beyond the gift of matrimony, and they will have extramarital adulteries. I call it what the Bible calls it. There are people who might have premarital issues that arise. God wants to impart wisdom to us to protect us from people who are immoral. For the biblical text here, it refers to this as the immoral woman. And I will tell you, there is a lot to be said for faithfulness. It is an admirable quality. It is a desirable quality. Anybody can be immoral. It takes no special skill. One of the most hypocritic things that I see in our modern society is, on the one hand, they are encouraging and celebrating immorality as a cultural standard, and yet, if there is someone that takes that and maybe it was a person who lived morally and then they experienced immorality or engaged in immorality, then all of a sudden they're tarred and feathered and sent out of town on a rail. There are people who take that beyond a social acceptable norm and they are lambasted. I mean, I will never forget Hollywood celebrating a person who was known to be immoral. There are other segments of society that celebrate people who are immoral. There are a lot of people who are celebrated on a public scale that, if you dig down deep enough into their situation, you will find that they were anything but noble in their lives, and especially when it comes to the nature of morality. Wisdom, discernment, discretion, understanding, knowledge, those things will deliver us from this immoral person. I will tell you this, it is not impossible for an immoral person to become moral. I'll say that again. It is not impossible for an immoral person to become moral. but it takes the miraculous intervention of Jesus Christ. And it takes a whole lot of accountability. It takes a long time to make that journey from immoral to moral. Society as a whole, ladies, I don't know if you know this, but ladies is one of the most highly targeted fields when it comes to immorality. It's like an emerging market for the pornography industry. I don't understand that. I really don't. Because everything that sociologists and social studies tells us is that that ladies are not influenced the same way that men are when it comes to vision. But yet there's something, I mean, that is there that is trying to entice women into this ungodly lifestyle. Let me call it what it is. If the Bible says that you need to be delivered from something, it's evil. It's evil. And so there are many different approaches. There are movies, you know, one of the most bizarre things that I ever saw was that there was an appeal made to primarily a female market with a movie trilogy, and it was released around Valentine's Day, and it was basically celebrating immorality in a very dangerous way. It was celebrating unfaithfulness. It was celebrating all sorts of stuff. I never saw it, never read it. I don't need that in my life. You don't need immorality in your life. What you need is a person in your life who has the same level of wisdom and knowledge and the fear of the Lord, understanding and discretion that they said, you know what? The Bible says that he who sins in an immoral way sins against his own body. I'm not going to do that. Please understand that anybody who is advocating and encouraging you into an immoral lifestyle is not engaging you in just an act of immorality. You have to understand what the end result of that looks like. So let me take you to what the end of that looks like. It's in verse number 18. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. And another passage, it says that the people, a young man who follows after a seductress like this, doesn't realize that an arrow is going to pierce his own soul, pierce his liver, basically. You don't realize there's death. There are people who think that, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Everybody's doing it. What difference does it make if you're doing it before marriage or after marriage? It makes a difference. I tell couples that I do premarital pastoral counseling with, it's this. Engaged to be married is not the same as married. You do not participate in things until you have entered into that covenant relationship. There are dangers there. Okay, so I think I talked about last week on a program where society was saying that alcohol actually compromises, the consumption of alcohol compromises your immune system and makes you more susceptible to some of these viruses that are going around. With that being said, why would you ever want to participate in that? Why would you want to damage your own body, weaken your own self, and make you susceptible to a much lower quality of life on top of the other reasons? You know, wine is a mocker, beer is a brawler, and he who consumes them is not wise. Listen, alcohol just wants to make a fool out of you. The same thing is said with immorality. There are people who engage in immorality and they don't realize that they are exposing themselves to diseases that can be transmitted through this. And I will simply throw this out there. It's something that I've told people many times. If a person is not faithful to the person that, you know, the people that they were, okay, let's put this in the area of adultery, just so you understand this statement. If a person is not faithful to their current spouse, what makes you think that they will ever be faithful to you? Okay. It's a wisdom that I can try and share with you, but until there is a love for the Word of God that says, you know what? I'm going to allow God to heal my past, but I'm going to allow His wisdom to rule and reign in my present, and I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to be delivered from relational, emotional, and sometimes physical harm. Financial ruin can take place as well. And the wisdom of God is going to deliver me from all of that devastation, because it is going to deliver me from the immoral woman. Will deliver me from the seductress who flatters with her words. Okay? If anybody is trying to butter you up with their words, you have to ask yourself, what is it they're trying to get from me? What is it they are trying to manipulate me for? It is not just about the formulation of words. This is a person who is looking, this seductress, as is talked about here, is looking for another notch on her belt, just looking for another victim. And how many times have people, once they have become emotionally entangled and then become physically entangled, that it's not long before they are doing other things that they never would have dreamed that it was possible for them to do. I remember when I first came to Florida that I ended up following a friend of mine as a youth pastor at the church we were serving. And I remember his wife made a statement and says, here in Florida, you can always tell whenever teenagers are starting to get very dangerous in their behavior sexually. You can tell when temptation is at the door, and you, because all of a sudden their love for God is going to wane, their love for the Word of God is going to wane, and there is so much temptation. Here in Florida, temptation is not hard to find. Temptation has taken out a lot of good saints. I've got friends of mine that this type of mindset, you know, someone spoke smoothly and told them just how wonderful they were, and really they didn't believe that at all. They just didn't realize they were the next victim. You think that you found the love of your life because of the way this person talks to you, and what you don't realize is you didn't find love, they found their next victim. And so if we have to be careful whenever there is emotional entanglements that take place, because if we're not careful, the emotional attachment that we have, the emotional drive that we have, will overpower the wisdom of God's word. And the next thing you know, we're doing things we never would have dreamed we would have ever done. I pray that the wisdom that God gives you will says, you know what? I'm going to build a firewall right here, in the sense that there's not anybody that gets past this gate right here. So when it comes to me and counseling with anybody that might need pastoral counseling at the church. I'm not a professional counselor. I'm a pastoral counselor. I just provide the wisdom from God's word. Most people don't like the wisdom that I share with them because I stick very close to the word of God. And so I don't generally counsel people in a building by myself. I never counsel people of the opposite gender in a building all by myself. I set any appointments that I have that need to be set up, I set up on times when my office manager is going to be there because they're there to be my protection, my covering. If my wife can't be there, they're going to be there. Someone is going to be there because I am going to guard this area of my life. That's wisdom. We have politicians here in America that follow what was known as the Billy Graham rule. And Billy Graham was one of the first people that had that. He's like, no, I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure. He was married to a lady by the name of Ruth, I believe, Ruth Graham. And he guarded himself diligently in this area of his life. He wanted to make sure that he did not set himself up for failure in this area. And people ridicule and mock and said, you know what? This is the 21st century. Come on into the 21st century. And then after they got through making fun of them, then they would have news stories about people who participated in the type of activity that this politician wouldn't participate in, and they would take advantage of people in a horrific manner. And so the wisdom says, you know what? You can make fun of me all you want, but wisdom says this is the right course of action. Wisdom is the right. So be careful if there is any hint of immorality in a person's life, and be careful if there is anybody who uses words to flatter you, to set you up. Another thing is that who forsakes the companion of her youth. Now, again, it's not just females that do this. I want you to understand there are plenty of foolish men as well as foolish women. I'll say that. I don't want to be discriminatory. I want to make it clear there are plenty of foolish people on both the male and the female side who do not realize the blessing and the gift of covenant. I'll let you in on a study result that has been shown time and time again. Society presents that living with open relationships and no inhibitions and all of that and partying and the life that goes with that is where the real joy is found in this world. That's what society will tell you. In actuality, people who study these things have found that that is exactly the opposite of what is true. The truth of the matter is not that people outside of relationship with Christ are excelling in this area of their life, but people who are in relationship with Christ are living with the greatest sense of joy and the greatest sense of fulfillment in this area of their life. People who are faithful to their wives, to their spouses, they experience the greatest level of satisfaction and fulfillment in this arena of their life of any segment in society. And they don't like the test results, and so they go back and they study it again, and they find the same thing, and they go back again, and they find the same thing, because wisdom is always proved right by her children. Wisdom is always proved right by her actions. Wisdom is going to manifest contentment over and over again. Who forgets and forgets the covenant of her God. Let me tell you something. The best place to find a future spouse is in the house of God. My daughters posted something on Facebook here not too long ago, and it was from somebody else's wall, and it was a conversation. It said, you know, okay, so exactly what are you looking for in your future husband? And the response was this: God. I told you, if they're not faithful to their current spouse, they will not be faithful to you. Let me take that one step further. If they're willing to violate their covenant relationship with God and engage in immorality with you, then they're not going to take their covenant with you seriously either. See, everything begins. The standard of faithfulness is not the relationship between husband and wife. The standard of faithfulness is between God and us. And if we want to see the greatest sense of fulfillment in our lives when it comes to our marriages, we need to have the wisdom, the understanding, the discretion, and the knowledge that says, my relationship with God is my most important relationship. I remember hearing a long time ago, husbands, the greatest gift that you can give to your wife is having God as the top relationship in your life. Give your wife a godly husband. Give your children a godly relationship with your wife. And so it becomes a perpetuating life of wisdom and a perpetuating life of faithfulness, and it pours down. And the Bible says, if you train up a child in the way that they should go, when they're old, they will not depart from it. So I want to encourage you to live wisdom, not just privately, but live it in front of your kids. I was having that conversation with someone else, and they said, it says when they're old, Bob. It doesn't say in certain other stages. So praise God for his faithfulness. We want you to live in wisdom. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You dance over me while I am unaware, and you sing all never.